You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now it's time for a trending report. Well, let's see what we have here from the world of the COVID. They talked to some of the people who were part of that Pfizer study. People who actually got the vaccine, you know, the 60,000 people. The one that the results have been so promising, they're saying like 90% success rate. Well, the people who took part in it, Jeremy, said that the way the shots made them feel was it gave them a, quote, severe hangover.
All right. Quote. So like how a lot of people feel on a daily basis. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Some of the people we know.
Yep.
But once that went away, the antibodies were in place, and they said it was totally worth that feeling.
Absolutely.
And I get it.
Absolutely.
I'll take that trade-off.
Me too.
A couple hours feeling that way? Please. Also, another study out of Stanford University was looking at the whole spreading of COVID. It's another one of the studies that's looking at the transmission rates. And they found that crowded indoor places like restaurants, gyms, hotels account for 80% of the infection spread. In other words, they're finding that 10% of the places that people go are responsible for 80% of the infections.
Wow, that's huge.
If we could just find a way of cutting down the capacity of some of these places, it could curb transmissions by 80%, which is a large number.
I posted something on our Mix 100 Facebook today that said, coronavirus explained in crafting terms.
Okay.
You and nine of your friends are crafting. One of your friends is using glitter. How many of your projects now have glitter on them?
So true.
All of them is the answer.
That's
there,
funny.
It's simplified.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And then the last thing I have has to do with the surge in online deliveries that people are doing. They're retailers for the holiday season. And the carriers are getting together, and they are trying to warn people, look, this is already a mess. The delivery systems are already taxed right now to the max. And with holiday shopping, they're saying things are going to be late if people do not get this ordered now.
Yeah, get on it. Advance this year.
There's so many people who are going to wait until like December 15th, and then they're going to, of course, pout and complain because it didn't get there in time. They're giving you ample warning here. If you don't order stuff now, just to be safe,
you're going to be wrapping some IOUs, I think.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
And they're also encouraging people to do curbside pickup, which is a good idea too. They say if you've got some stores there, instead of having just automatically hitting the delivery button, they say try to go with curbside pickup, where you just pull up, somebody runs out, throws it in your trunk for you, and you drive on your merry way.
It's the way to do it.
You don't even have to go in the store.
You feel like all rich and classy, too, you
know? Isn't that true? Mm.
Throw ahead and throw it in the trunk.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous, pulling up here.
Mm.
So that's going on. What else is trending?
Well, more Rona stuff here. I do want to send this out to all my parents today. It is National Happy Hour Day, and I know parents going to be drinking a little bit. As news of the schools going back to remote learning come trickling out. Yeah. Adams 12 is going full remote November 16th. Littleton and Boulder school districts November 17th. Douglas County, they say they're going to decide next week. And then for all the Jeffco parents, we should know by the end of the day today. If we're going full remote, I've heard rumors that just middle schools and high schools might be going full remote. Different schedules for the elementary school kids. We don't know. It's all rumor right now, but we should know by the end of the day for Jeffco. And that's a big bummer. It's hard. It's very difficult.
It's not a surprise, though, is it?
Not a surprise. Probably needs to be done. You know,
the
rates are so high.
I mean, we talked about this in late August, early September. It's like, it's a good try. Let's see how long it will last. I think we gave it 2 months.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it's been
and
going
that's
good.
About right.
It's going, been going. It's going good for a lot of the elementary schools. So I'm wondering if it is going to be for Jeffco, at least the high schools and middle schools. God, I hope so. Speaking of drinking, the people at Jameson Irish Whiskey have come up with something that they're calling a whiskey tree. Instead of buying a Christmas tree this year, you stack up a bunch of green liquor of their green liquor bottles into a pyramid. Now, I posted a picture of this on our Facebook. And it's done by a fire, and it looks just like a Christmas tree, but it's all bottles of whiskey.
Yeah.
Which just
it looks good.
Encouraging bad behavior, but it does look pretty good. Things are going to be a lot more different when concerts start up again. Ticketmaster is working on a system where you're going to have to prove that you've been vaccinated or at least have tested negative in advance to get past the gate. They say after buying a ticket, you're going to have to verify that you've been vaccinated within like a certain window of time or that you've tested negative within the past 24 to 48 hours. And so I guess they're trying to team up with healthcare providers or something to sync ticket sales with medical records or something. I don't know how they're going to do this.
How does it work with the aftermarket? Like if somebody buys tickets and then they sell them to somebody
Correct.
Else?
Correct. I don't know. That is something that they are working on, but God, I hope so. I missed out on Pearl Jam this year. And Blake Shelton.
If you got 18,000 people going to a concert, are you going to like take the temperatures of everybody walking in?
I don't know if that's the thing. And then sometimes you hear that people have it and they don't have a temperature. So I don't know how this is going to work. I'm just giving you the deets right now. Yesterday was 11-11. So when the clock hit 11-11, did you make a wish? Did you, Dom?
No, but I, you know, it's funny. I didn't see this until later on social media.
Same. I saw some posts about it yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's kind of fun. 11-11 at 11-11. You could have done it twice yesterday. They said 1 in 7 Americans made a wish yesterday. Women, slightly more likely to do it than men. And then it goes into this, all this stuff talking about energy and supernatural stuff and blah blah blah, but
I don't know what I would wish
I
for.
Don't know either. I don't know. So no, I didn't. I guess you can make a wish at any time, right? Or is it just make it special because it was 11-11-11-11-11?
When you blow out the candles on a birthday cake in the old days, did you really make a wish or did you just
I wish that everybody would leave and then I opened my eyes and they were all still there. No, I'm not one of those either. I'm not a fan of blowing on the cake.
Thank you.
And I hope that's one of the things that ends because of the coronavirus.
Oh, it's definitely going to be very much cut back.
It's top of mind now because really, if you think about it, the person blowing on the cake is blowing particles all over it.
Have you ever been to a party with like a younger kid and when they blow, you see all the spit come flying
or
out?
Or an older person. I have grandparents.
You're like, I don't really feel like cake. I'm not hungry.
No,
thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Check this out. There's this engineer named Javier Sanchez. He lives up in Washington. He used to work for Amazon working on their Alexa program. Well, I guess he's quit and he's doing his engineering work somewhere else. He's developed an app called Meow Talk, and it's supposed to translate what your cat is saying. So what it does is it analyzes all different types of cats, all different types of meows, and then it translates into like hunger or my litter box is full or I hate humans. How about this one? Yep, I hate humans.
I intend to kill you.
I hate humans. Yeah. I'm going to suffocate you while you're sleeping. That's what it all means. It's going to be on the Amazon, the Apple App Store and the Android App Store, and I guess it's going to be free. So if you've got a bunch of cats around your house and you want to know what they're saying, go get you some right meow. All right, click, baby.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video that's gone viral today coming from TikTok. It's a woman who made a video cooking a steak by putting it in a toaster. So she put a couple T-bones in her toaster, pushed the little lever down, and the toaster did the rest of the work, and then she ate it. And I gotta say, it looked like it was somewhat done. It worked. Stupid or brilliant, I don't know.
It almost sounds like something you would say at the end of an argument to someone. Well, put that T-bone in your toaster.
It does. Anyway, you got to check out the video. It looked a little chewy, but it's on our Facebook.
Sounds like something one of your relatives in Iowa would say. Yes. Well, don't that put a T-bone in a toaster?
This right here is a classy meal. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.